So some people advocate forceful preaching, some people advocate gentle preaching. We can say that there are different people who have different natures. And rather than talking about gentle preaching or forceful preaching, we have to look at effective preaching. Now, what is it that has effect? What is the effect? The effect is we want to attract people towards Krishna. Now, there may be some people who are attracted by forceful presentations. And there may be some devotees who feel inspired to present forcefully. And if that is how they feel inspired, that is okay. Prabhupada did present at times like that. But Prabhupada was also, at other times, very accommodating. At one time he went to a akhada, a place where people do bodybuilding. And then some of you could say, ah, you are wasting your time, you are not the body and the soul. Why are you wasting your time in so much body exercise? That could have been one way. But Prabhupada said, it was a Hindi lecture, he said, yes, he said, what you are doing is good. He said, you know, we are training people to become Brahmanas and you are becoming Kshatriyas. Both are needed in society. And then he says, in the akhada there was a picture of, there was an image, a deity of Hanuman. He says, you are doing these push-ups or sit-ups. He says, see, your ideal is Hanuman. Hanuman is chanting the names of Ram. So while doing your push-up, he says, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. So Prabhupada, what was he doing? He didn't tell them, this is you are wasting your time on bodily conception. He said, okay, while you're doing bodily exercise, try to spiritualize it. So, both approaches are valid. And the important thing is, what has an effect? What is effective? So, quite often, if one is very pure, one is very advanced, one is very elderly. Prabhupada was very elderly also. So, he could speak certain things, which if you and I speak, it may have a counterproductive effect. So, rather than just talking about how we speak, we should look at what is the effect on others of what we speak. Now, if others are becoming attracted to Krishna, that's wonderful. So, to some extent, I would say that sensitive preaching is like you're doing surgery. Before doing surgery, we give anesthesia to the person. Now, with our gentle words, with our kind conduct, we help them to feel comfortable, feel safe, and they do surgery. Now, cutting preaching is like doing surgery without giving anesthesia. Now, sometimes that may be necessary. You know, if there is a war going on, and at that time there are hundreds of soldiers who are wounded, and they all need surgery, at that time the doctor may not have the time to give anesthesia to everyone, then to give surgery. Then they may just do surgery without anesthesia. But generally, that's an emergency procedure. And it really requires an expert surgeon. To give surgery without anesthesia, it won't. Now, another problem, big problem is that, at least there in that situation, even if the surgeon is doing surgery without anesthesia, at least the patient knows, okay, I'm sick and the surgeon is doing good to me. But in our case, most people don't even know that they are sick. So, you know, somebody comes to a hospital, and before anyone, somebody starts doing surgery to them. Hey, what is this? So like that, you know, somebody is coming new to the program and we start speaking strongly to them. It's like they don't even know they're sick. They have not even hired as a surgeon. And we start doing surgery. So our intention may be compassionate also. But we have to see our adhikar, our level. And we have to preach in a way that actually helps people come close to Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.